بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الإخلاص إلى آخره. We are still in this chapter, the first chapter of Ikhlas, of sincerity. That all what we do, we should do with sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And as we had read yesterday, that sincerity is a precondition for the acceptance of any amal. Just like for our namaz, without wudu, our namaz will not be made. Like that, without intention, the amal will not be made, or the reward for the amal will not take place. It is only with intention that the reward takes place, that we get the reward. Further, were other a few points with regard to intention, very valuable points. Ulama advised that a person should make multiple intentions for any action. Whatever we do, we should try and make as many niyats as possible. For example, if one intends going to the masjid for salah, one should, together with the intention of performing salah, make the following intentions: teaching others about Islam, meeting and greeting people, removing dirt and impurities from the masjid, assisting the old and infirm, and removing obstacles from the path. In other words, there are many, many intentions we can make. The author of Madair-e-Haq, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, has listed about 15 intentions a person can make when he goes to the masjid. And a person will get full reward for every intention of his. Like, I'm going to the masjid, like to learn something about deen. Like, we have a program, whichever, now after Fajr we have, after Isha kitab reading, we make that niyat that I'm going to learn about deen, get the sawab of one umrah. So many intentions we can make. Then we can make the intention that we will make salam to the people. And we will get that reward already from that time. Somebody makes us salam, we will reply to that salam. Somebody, if they tell us that you are doing something wrong, I will accept it from that person. And that will be once islah, that a person is making niyat. So for that he will get reward. If I see somebody doing something wrong in a nice, suitable way, I will inform him about that. We will get the reward of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. In other words, there are many niyats we can make. And really, if we study the lives of our elders, many of them are such that they have excelled all other people just by niyat. Otherwise, they also got 24 hours in their day as we have got. They are also human beings with physical strength as we have got. But with niyat, they have gone far, far ahead. And as it is mentioned in the hadith itself, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is better than his amal. We all know, if we make niyat for namaz, for example, we don't really consciously make, but we make that I'm going to make a perfect namaz. But when we start the namaz, we know how imperfect our namaz is. So our amal is always lacking behind our intention. If we make these intentions, which are very easy to make, what great rewards we will get. As one of the day names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasrat, the day of sorrow. That even the pious will be sorrowful on that day. That, for example, we could just have made so many more niyats. We could have made those niyats consciously, and what the rewards we should have got on those niyats. But we were lacking behind. And this is all what is called like our islah, our tazkiyah, where we are reminded about these things all the time. Similarly, ulama have written so many niyats when reading Quran Sharif. Up to over 20 niyats a person can make when he reads Quran Sharif. Normally, we will just take the Quran Sharif, sit down and start reading without any niyat. We don't even make the niyat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If we make all those niyats, we might read one page and how lot sawab we have got. And without intention, we read one supara. For the reading of the Quran, our sawab is there. But it is so minimal compared to how much we could have acquired had we made those niyats. And also, it is quite clear, making about 15 niyats when we're coming to the masjid, making 20 niyats for the Quran Sharif, a person might think that when am I going to read Quran? Just going to make all the niyats all the time. No, we study them, go through them one time, and afterwards we just like refresh them in our mind.
And with that, all these niyas I'm making, it's just a matter of a second or two, not more. And Allah reward the brothers who have made Quran markers with the intentions of reading Quran Sharif. Like that, for every other, there is a kitab maximizing on one's actions. That all our amals, we can get lot rewards, whether we go and do the shopping for the house, whether we're doing our business, whatever we do, there are many niyas we can make, and accordingly we will get rewards from Allah Ta'ala. There is a jamaat here with us now, we can see, and with going out in jamaat also, we can make so many more niyas. One is, we are just going in jamaat, that is all, that is my intention. But there are so many more niyats we can make, and with all those niyats, we will get the rewards accordingly. A person goes for Hajj, he goes for Umrah, for everything, there are many niyats. When we go to sleep, there are so many niyats we can make. We will be fast asleep, and we will be just coining it the whole night, according to our intention. So intention, as we will read ahead, the great, great Buzurg say that intention is one of the greatest ibadats we can make. And also it is not an easy, a person has to sort of devote himself, make his mind present. And today our nafs is such, it doesn't want our body to do good work, it doesn't want our mind to think of good things. And we feel lazy and lethargic to do actions also, and to do intentions also. But intentions also is a very great ibadat, as almost all the compilers of hadith, the first chapter they have brought was on intention. And for various reasons they have brought. Here also, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, the first chapter he has brought of not only intention, but of sincerity. These are two different things also. That we must make intention, and our intention we must be sincere also. So Allah give us tawfiq that all our amal that we do, even our dunya things, even our eating, everything we do, make niyat. And as many niyats as we make, so much rewards by Allah Ta'ala. And we do all those actions solely for the pleasure of Allah. We don't know how much Allah Ta'ala will give us. And after all, we have got the short life. And with intention, a person can get the reward, tremendous rewards. A person might live 60, 70 years, but he makes his intention that as long as I live, if I have to live 1,000 years, I will be making my namazes continuously. He will get that reward accordingly also. So niyat is a very vast subject, very deep subject, very important subject. May Allah Ta'ala give us its reality in His mercy and His kindness.